cut so deep, you'll need a team of surgeons. It's Waldman's Wardrobe on KX93.5.
How you like that one?
Hey, that's good. I like that one.
60 hours of work at the computer to make that.
Hundreds of thousands of dollars.
An entire team of interns, some of whom died in the process.
Joke writers.
Yeah.
Executive producers.
Oh, man.
Straight from the Conan O'Brien show.
Unbelievable amount of work.
I like the one I came up with this weekend. I'm sitting in the movie theater and I thought.
You sent it to me. What was it?
Cut so deep, O.J. Simpson is jealous.
That's terrible. That's wow. About like.
Yeah.
Cut so deep, you'll think you're in Jerusalem.
No.
Too soon?
No.
Too soon, because you're going to Jerusalem next week.
I'm just trying
to make you nervous.
That's right.
Mike Waldman is here.
Good morning.
He brings us rare tracks from his deep collection, and we play them on the air. And what do we got going on today?
Well, we have a couple of songs that are inspired by the desert concert. So I know that you guys were talking about it earlier.
Yeah, desert trip.
And unlike the 100-year-old Jason Fetty who's sitting next to me, I think it'll be a great time to go.
Oh, whatever. Terrible. I'm not the only one. See online, everyone's like, oh.
Well, no, people are upset that they couldn't get tickets. They aren't upset about the lineup. They think it's massive.
The lineup was great. The lineup would have been brilliant in 1974. Fantastic. Unbelievable.
Well, some people weren't alive in 1974, so they have to see it now.
Yeah, they're going to be disappointed.
All right, whatever.
On stage.
Mike, I'm with you.
Okay,
I'm going to the show. So
good. Well, I'm hoping that you're going to take me in your little trailer.
You don't care. You didn't pay for your own ticket. Waldman, you're going to buy a ticket to this?
I'm still waiting for somebody to give me a ticket. We'll
see.
All right. But anyway, the first song that we have is Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Which I think is going to be a great show. I have to say, there's this great website that I use called superdeluxeedition.com. Have you ever heard of this?
No, that's
super
a name for a website.
Superdeluxeedition.com. What they do is they put out it's a blog about all of the special edition songs that are coming out, you know, all the rare tracks. And it turns out the Rolling Stones are going to be putting out a new edition of a 1995 album called Stripped. Strip was an album that they put out that was like an unplugged.
Yeah.
It was basically an unplugged record, and they didn't want to pay royalties to MTV, so they called it Stripped instead of Unplugged, where they took performances from their concerts, was right around the Voodoo Lounge tour, of all acoustic music, and they're putting out a 4-DVD set of 3 different concerts from Amsterdam, from Paris, and from London, and plus the same old album that they had put out in 95, which was a pretty big hit. And so this is a version, an acoustic version of Angie, which I thought was a very nice way to start off the morning.
From here, yeah.
An acoustic version of Angie by the Stones on KX93.5. Mike Waldman here, highlighting rare tracks from his wardrobe. And we've got a little contest to do on the next rare song this morning. So, Mike, tell us about that one.
Well, apparently we have tickets for Caboo.
Yeah.
And if you weren't at Caboo last year, you missed a really great festival. It was the first time it was held down in San Diego. It was 3 days. It was perfectly produced. I haven't seen a festival that well produced. Great, right on the beach at the racetrack.
Yeah, Del Mar.
Del Mar Racetrack, beautiful place. Plenty of places to sit inside. Great food, great drink. The performances were wonderful. I'm really looking forward to this year. I think if they do it every year, it'll really be a great addition to the Southern California music scene.
They have those great big hangars that they've got that usually use at Del Mar Race, because I've been to a fair there or something.
Yep.
I forget what it was. Yeah. So they put the bands on inside, do they?
And no, they didn't put the bands on inside, but that's where they had food.
Right.
So it was air conditioned in there, and it was a great place to get out of the heat because it was still warm at that
time
of
year. And they have comedy, and they have all kinds of stuff going on down there.
Comedy doesn't start until midnight.
Wow.
And there were lines, just lines and lines and lines and lines to get into the comedy thing. So really popular. It was Lewis Black who was the headliner for the comedy.
Favorite.
But let's see, I saw No Doubt. You know, how often does No Doubt perform? No Doubt hardly ever performs. And they're great in concert. I saw Bonnie Raitt. I saw Sheryl Crow. I saw X. I saw...
As much as last year's bands are important, we should probably mention who's playing this
year. Oh, who's playing this year?
Jimmy Buffett, Aerosmith, Jack Johnson, and Lenny Kravitz are the headliners.
Okay.
Hall & Oates, Daryl Hall and John Oates.
Oh, I love Hall & Oates.
The Avid Brothers, Steve Aoki, Goo Goo Dolls, Group Love, Third Eye Blind. It's like the 90s came back, actually. kind of awesome. Capital Cities, Gavin DeGraw, Cypress Hill. The cast of Silicon Valley will be there doing comedy. Dana Carvey will be there doing comedy. September 16th through 18th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds in San Diego. So, yeah, we have a pair of tickets to give away, okay?
And the way we're going to do it is we're going to be playing a mashup. And in the mashup, there are 5 different bands that are in this mashup. And if you can name all 5 bands, you get the tickets.
That easy. You can text us at 949-715-KXFM. That's 949-715-5936. So shall we play it?
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
Name all 5 bands in this. Text us at 715-KXFM. You win 2 tickets to Caboo Festival.
Here's how you do it. Excuse me. Get your phone out now.
Right.
Begin texting.
I think they probably already are.
That is the way to do this. So phone out, begin texting as the record's playing, because you'll never remember after 5 things you can't remember.
Get started on KX93.5. All right, we're in the middle of a contest to try to figure out what five bands are mashed up in that song, and I can't do it.
I've got one, that's all I've got.
I've got about two, I think. Yeah, nobody's gotten it on the text either yet, so we'll wait a few minutes, then reveal it, I guess, because we don't want to give it away too soon.
Well, why don't you give us the ones that you think you have? And well, it'll be a little bit of a head start.
Obviously,
people.
The Monkees are in there. Last Train to Clarksville.
The Monkees.
You got the Monkees.
And
I
heard the Doors toward the beginning.
That's right. You got the Doors.
It was the Doors.
You missed
that's
that.
Not who
I
you're
missed
thinking
it. I was
no,
that,
no,
I was
no,
looking
that part.
At Facebook at the time. Completely missed it. But and then there's another band that it's another English band.
Yep, it's an English band.
Is it Pink Floyd?
No, it's not Pink Floyd.
Man, I really don't know. I could not get the other two.
I thought it was
and then
the Who,
bump,
but it's not
bump,
the
bump,
Who.
Bump, bump, bump. That's the song, isn't it? That like here comes Johnny.
That's right.
Yeah, but yeah. Who sings that?
Well,
oh, it's killing me. The Stones?
No. Well, the Rolling Stones are in this, but it wasn't that song. So,
all right. There's a couple more left. If you can, the offer stands. If you can get it on the text of the couple we're missing, text us all five bands in that mashup. You'll win tickets to the Kaboo Festival at the Del Mar Fairgrounds September 16th in San Diego with a bunch of bands like Jimmy Buffett, Aerosmith, Jack Johnson, Lenny Kravitz, and more. Why don't we move on to the last one, then we'll come back to it.
I just have to say I love mashups. I love the creativity in them to hear all those songs put together. And even though they had to speed up the Monkees so they sounded like the Chipmunks, it's a lot of fun.
The Chipmunkees.
Yeah, the Chipmunkees. Okay, so as I said, inspired by the Desert Concert, and the last one is going to be Bob Dylan. So this is, Bob Dylan is about 130 years old, and after 30 years of business in the business, which was way back in the 90s, so 1992 was this 30th anniversary of him being in the business.
Yeah.
So that makes him 147 years old.
Right.
There was a concert to celebrate all those years in the business, and they put out an album called the 30th Anniversary Concert Celebration from Madison Square Garden, October 1992. And what we're going to be listening to is there's going to be two people in this who are going to be performing at the desert. Neil Young is in this little track here, and also Bob Dylan. But you're also going to hear Eric Clapton. You're going to hear George Harrison. You're going to hear Tom Petty. You're going to hear the guy from the Traveling Wilburys. So a really great performance of My Back Pages, including some incredible guitar work from both Clapton and Neil Young.
Awesome. We'll check back in a minute on that mashup, see if anybody gets it. We got a few texts now.
Every old age is soon said I so much older then. I'm younger than that now.
Girls' faces form the forward path. Phony jealousy. To memorize in politics of ancient history. From down my corpse, evangelist, unthought of.
Follow.